Welcome to our Friday devotional on our journey through some of the highlights of Mark's Gospel. Today we consider chapter 1, verses 29 to 39. In our passage, Jesus is still in Capernaum, and we are going to see his power and authority demonstrated again. This time not in the public arena, as in the casting out of the evil spirit when in the synagogue, but in a domestic situation, the home of Simon and Andrew. So as our passage opens, we read in verse 29, "And immediately he left the synagogue and entered the house of Simon and Andrew with James and John." It was then that Jesus learned that Peter's mother-in-law was ill. In verse 30, "Now Simon's mother-in-law lay ill with a fever, and immediately they told him about her." So here is a family crisis, and we can immediately identify with that. And here also is the good news, for into that crisis steps Jesus with his authority and power. And we read in verse 31, "And he came and took her by the hand and lifted her up, and the fever left her, and she began to serve them." Jesus taking her by the hand surely conjures up in our minds a picture of Jesus, gracious, tender, caring, and compassionate. The result of his power exercised is the fever leaving her. But even more of a result than that, because not only does the fever leave her, but the weakness, lack of energy, the listlessness that fever normally leaves behind was gone as well. How do we know? Because she needed no convalescence, but instead got up and prepared and served a meal. So many lessons in this incident, but one springs out at me every time I read this passage. When Peter's mother-in-law was ill, they told Jesus about it. J.C. Ryle describes the lesson like this: "The remedy a Christian ought to resort to first in time of trouble, tell Jesus about it." He says, "There is no remedy like this. Means are to be used diligently without question in any time of need. But the first thing to be done is to cry to the Lord Jesus Christ for help. None can relieve us so effectually as he. None is so compassionate and so willing to relieve." Verses 32 to 34 tell us about Jesus' healing ministry after sunset. This is when people waited until the Sabbath had ended to bring their sick ones to Jesus. But we turn in verses 35 to 39 to what happened before sunrise. We read in verse 35, "And rising very early in the morning, while it was still dark, he departed and went out to a desolate place, and there he prayed." What strikes me about this verse is this: it would have been an exhausting Sabbath day with teaching and healing. And then when the Sabbath is over, more healing. But before anybody else stirred, Jesus was up to go to a quiet place to pray. I'm sure it would have been a thanksgiving for blessings received, praying for the people he'd been in touch with, and asking God for strength for the work ahead, the Galilean preaching tour, which is mentioned in verse 39. "And he went throughout all of Galilee, preaching in their synagogues and casting out demons." There is a connection between prayer and work here. No one worked harder in the things of God than Jesus. No one could be busier than healing a town full of people. But he was never so busy that he would not pray. And here is the challenge for all of us. If Jesus prayed, so must we. He is our example. You know, the more we have to do, the easier it is to excuse ourselves from prayer. But we must pray. And if we would have a close relationship with God as Jesus did, we cannot do better than to follow Christ's example. Join me on Monday.